Is it going to be worth paying up for Clayton Kershaw? That is the big question on Monday's episode of the Daily Fantasy Live podcast. I'm Chris Towers, and first, Heath, how was your weekend?
It was good. It was really busy. I did not play any DFS this weekend for the first weekend. First time that's happened all year.
Wow. Mike, did you play DFS?
I did.
Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, it was not bad. Not great. Not bad, though.
Not bad is better than bad.
Yeah, yeah.
I do have some lack of comfort that I want to express.
Okay.
I was at a basketball tournament this weekend.
You're in the comfortable chair.
I am.
You can finally.
It was important that I get in the comfortable chair.
You can finally stop complaining.
Because my son, in between games, wanted to go to the mall.
Okay.
And I wasn't going to spend any money. So okay. I didn't really have any. I hate just going to walk around the mall.
Okay.
So for the first time in my life, I sat down in one of the massage chairs.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll spend a couple bucks and get a massage while he walks around and does whatever. And it was really nice, except every once in a while, like, there was like a tailbone massage thing.
Okay.
And my tailbone is really sore today from sitting in a massage chair.
Cool story, bro. I'm really glad you waited until the podcast was recording to share that with us. It was just like, my day wasn't finished until now. I can go home now. Actually, I think we should just finish the podcast now.
I may go home after the podcast.
That sounds about right. So are we ready to talk about Monday's DFS slate?
I'm ready now.
Yep.
We've actually got a decent slate of games. What is it, 9 games, 10 games on a Monday night? That's pretty good. And obviously, you have to start in one place, and that's Clayton Kershaw going against the Cincinnati Reds. What percentage of your lineups will have Clayton Kershaw, Mike?
40.
Ooh.
30. Give me 30. Sorry.
30 seemed... I believe my strategy tonight will include 25% Clayton Kershaw.
Okay. What would be the argument against Clayton Kershaw, who is...
he's really expensive.
Currently, the Dodgers are minus 350 is the line on that game. They are huge favorites.
So the money is coming in on Cincinnati because they started at minus 360.
I had read they started at 350 and then it went up to 370 and now it's back down to 350.
Let's see.
The sharps are coming in.
It's currently at 370.
Okay.
Okay, so the money's going in on the Dodgers.
Okay. I mean, they're going to win.
Yeah.
The Dodgers are going to win.
We'll see.
Kershaw's going to pitch well.
Those two things both seem accurate.
But on DraftKings, it's...
He's 14,000.
I would have a higher percentage of Kershaw. Okay. He is more expensive there, but I get to add an $8,000 pitcher, so I can still place a few decent hitters.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
On FanDuel, there's basically one that I've found. There's basically one strategy for using Clayton Kershaw on FanDuel tonight, and it involves stacking a really bad offense.
Presumably you're talking about the Phillies.
Yes.
They are extremely bad. And that was my issue when I tried to build a Clayton Kershaw lineup. I ended up just passing it on to you because you're better at it.
Well, I asked you.
You're a better player. So I'm going to give you the opportunity to show your skills with your Clayton Kershaw lineup that we'll get to later.
I built this lineup like in memory of Chris.
Okay.
So like it's.
Am I dead?
It's like if...
Didn't someone not tell me something?
You just said something nice about me, so you might be.
That's true. I mean, I just want to point out today, I hadn't even gotten to work before Heath started trolling me. I was walking my dog, and Heath started trolling me this morning. That's how early it started. I assume you were already in the office.
I was just starting discourse.
I'm assuming you were already in the office, right?
Not for the entire conversation. The very first... tweet that I sent at you I was not yet in the office.
Don't play basketball with Heath because there are certain activities that he thinks are perfectly defensible within the context of
sometimes
a basketball game.
When you get fouled, your body goes in all sorts of directions.
Sometimes you got to kick a guy in the nads.
I've never done that intentionally. Accidentally, maybe once or twice.
So if you aren't playing with Clayton Kershaw tonight, who is 13,200 on FanDuel going against the Reds. Actually, the Reds are a good offense against left-handed pitching.
Yes.
Which I don't believe.
Well,
they are.
It is a thing that is technically correct, but I don't actually believe it. Because who is good against against lefties for them?
Eugenio
Suarez.
Sure. Eugenio Suarez. Who else?
Zach Cozart's okay.
He's good against lefties.
Who else?
He's good against lefties, yes.
Who
He's
else?
He's okay in general.
Joey Votto is just as good against lefties as he is against righties.
He can still draw walks.
Who else?
Brandon Phillips.
Brandon B. Yes.
That dude.
That dude, BP.
Is he actually good against lefties?
I'm sure he is.
Or are you just saying it? Are you just naming people?
We're naming right-handed batters.
Are you just looking around the Reds lineup and naming things that you see?
Okay, I guess I want to know, since you seem to be wanting some specific information, which I wasn't aware of, do you want this specific information this season?
I just think it's
over their career.
I think it's a specific situation where they have been good against lefties, but their two best hitters are lefties. So I don't necessarily buy that they're a matchup against left-handed pitching that you just avoid. I like, they are eighth in WOBA against left-handed pitching as a team, which is really good, but I don't buy that. Like, okay. It doesn't seem to be something that, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you guys can convince me otherwise.
Leading the team with a 354 WOBA versus left-handed pitching,
which isn't that high.
It's really good. Jay Bruce. 354
is pretty good.
What?
I mean, 354 WOBA is pretty good.
Like, 360
good.
Is like...
is what's considered...
That's like
elite.
Yes.
360 is elite.
Okay.
I think...
No, that... that's what's considered elite. You know, depends on the sample size you're
looking at. It's Jay Bruce.
Yeah.
Okay.
Leads the team in WOBA against lefties. Then Cozart.
Okay.
Adam Duvall has been really good against lefties this year.
Mm-hmm.
Joey Votto is average against lefties. And
so they've got three above average hitters.
A. Eugenio Suarez. See, it turns out none of the information I just gave you is correct. all of that was wrong.
Oh, boy.
So how do you feel about that? No?
Can you just give me the right information?
A. Eugenio Suarez has a 431 WOBA against lefties.
Yeah, that sounds more like it.
Billy Hamilton, 404.
Sure.
Adam Duvall, again, he's just good against everybody, 394.
So you were giving me the righty.
Apparently. Yeah. Okay. Brandon Phillips, 392.
Okay.
Zach Cozart, 384. And Jay Bruce is actually 331.
Okay.
That's quite a few decent numbers there.
Okay. I don't think that's a reason to avoid Clayton Kershaw. The price is probably the bigger reason to maybe stay away from him. If you're not playing Clayton Kershaw, is it Johnny Cueto or bust going against the Padres?
I think so.
I have Cueto as my number two pitcher.
Okay.
But I feel very comfortable with at least three pitchers.
Yeah, the weather will kind of dictate how I approach Ian Kennedy, which I assume is probably one of your other ones.
He's my third favorite, and I think easily the best pitcher under $10,000.
So Kershaw's your number one.
Kershaw, Cueto, Kennedy.
So you will have more Kershaw than Cueto.
No.
Okay.
I will probably have the same amount.
Okay. Mike, what percentage of Johnny Cueto will you have? It's been established at 30% for you?
Yeah.
No, 25%.
25 to 30.
Okay. I've
not locked in all of my lineup shit.
Just spitballing.
Yeah, I locked all mine in before I came in.
Okay.
So I've got equal shares of Kershaw and Cueto tonight.
Okay. So, hey, that still leaves 40%. Unless you're just giving me funny numbers.
Maybe.
Who will be your number one pitcher? Who will be your most owned pitcher? Is it both Cueto and Kershaw?
I will likely split down the middle with Cueto and Kershaw. If I play two cash lineups, I will have one Clayton Kershaw lineup, one Johnny Cueto lineup.
So you guys are saying the same exact thing.
I just think it's really interesting because these guys are really expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Cueto has a spectacular matchup.
In San Francisco, he's
already
against the Padres.
He's faced the Padres twice this year. He threw a complete game both times. He gave up one run combined.
Hey, they get to see him for the third time now. They're going to figure it out.
More strikeouts than base runners against the Padres this season.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
But you would think with those two pitchers in fantastic matchups, I mean, we've just told you I'm using maybe 50% of my lineups are going to have those two only.
Mm-hmm.
He's only got 60%. It's because there's a ton of $8,000 to $9,000 pitchers that could be really good tonight.
Well, let's talk about them.
Okay.
Who is your number one pitcher under $10,000? Heath, you already said Ian Kennedy. Mike, who's yours?
It's definitely Ian Kennedy. It's just the weather. There's a little weather concern in that game.
Ian Kennedy going against the Minnesota Twins, going against Ricky Nolasco. What do you like so much about Ian Kennedy tonight?
He's pitched very well for the Royals. He's had decent strikeout numbers, and I really just like picking on the Twins. The Twins are not good against right-handed pitching.
Bottom five in both WOBA and strikeout rate against righties.
Yes.
Kennedy made his first start of the season against the Twins, had 53 fantasy points.
That's good.
That's pretty good.
I would put the over-under for Kennedy in this matchup right around 45.
Okay. That's pretty high for a sub for a for an $8,400 pitcher.
I'm giving him a higher win probability than I should.
Okay.
But I think Ricky Nolasco is awful.
Really bad, yeah.
I'll give some Ricky Nolasco stats when we get to the stack section, yep. But he's awful.
Yep.
I don't really think the Twins lineup is very good.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Ian Kennedy is a good pitcher.
I agree with most of what you said.
Right.
I don't know how good Ian Kennedy is.
I don't think he's great.
I think he's fine. I think he's pretty good.
He's above average.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like closer to average.
Than above?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I agree with a lot of what you said. I think that I think you're right on about the win probability. So his implied win probability with the Vegas line is only about 55%. And I think in reality, I think it's probably 60, 62%, somewhere in there.
Okay.
So I do like Kennedy quite a bit there.
And we haven't even mentioned the matchup between the Athletics and the Mariners. You've got Rich Hill and Taijuan Walker. Either one of those guys could go off for 50.
Yeah, and actually I wanted to bring up three guys in the $8,900 to $9,600 range that are surprisingly among the league leaders in strikeouts this season, or strikeout rate.
Right.
That's Rich Hill, Drew Pomeranz, and Vince Velasquez. Who do you like most among that trio? Rich Hill is the most expensive among the three at $9,600 going against Seattle. Pomeranz, $9,000 against San Francisco. And Vince Velasquez, $8,900 against Detroit.
So we're not to Taijuan Walker yet.
What?
We're not.
I'm asking specifically about these three.
Is Miggy playing tonight?
I don't know.
If Miggy is not playing, then it's probably Velasquez for me.
Okay.
Because I am going to have a lot of Phillies bats against Big Pilf. Otherwise, it's probably Gio Gonzalez.
Okay.
The Mets, I think, yep, have the highest strikeout rate in baseball against left-handed pitching.
Yes, they do.
Gio's strikeout rate is it's down this season, right?
Yes, but the Mets as a team are at 27%.
He had five strikeouts and six and a third innings against them in his last outing. So that's pretty good. 43 fantasy points. You'll take that.
The Mets are also down to 25th in WOBA against lefties.
I thought at the beginning of the year they were hitting lefties, and I kind of like you with the Reds. It's like, mm-hmm, they cannot be good against lefties. And I don't think they are.
Yeah, well, their biggest thing is that they have a lot of left-handed bats. And, you know, when you think of their best hitters, I guess you start with Yoenis. But after that, he can crush lefties. But after that, Conforto, Granderson,
he's the only good right-handed
Duda. You know, they've got a lot of left-handed bats in their line.
And David Wright has used up all of his usefulness in the first month of the season. So,
mm-hmm. Do you like Drew Pomeranz as a contrarian play?
We talked about how quick, and I know I don't, I kind of poo-poo on player versus team stats,
mm-hmm,
but Pomeranz has already seen this Giants offense twice, and I believe it was his two worst games of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yep, 11 strikeouts in 10 and a third innings, but he's only had 27 and 22 fantasy points.
And the reason for that is, I mean, that strikeout rate against the Giants offense is pretty good because they don't strike out.
Nope. Yeah. They don't.
And so I think I'm going to have 0% Drew Pomeranz tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, no Drew Pomeranz for me. I definitely prefer Gio Gonzalez.
All right, Heath, you can talk about Taijuan Walker now.
Well, I think people might be a little bit more excited about Rich Hill because his strikeout rate is so much higher.
Mm-hmm.
But there is also, Taijuan Walker comes with some implosion potential.
Sure. His last couple of starts have, in particular, not been great. Last four, really.
But I still believe there's a lot of implosion potential on the other side with Rich Hill.
Sure.
Hill's going to face a much better lineup.
Yes, although worth pointing out, another team whose two of their three best hitters are lefties.
That's true, but Robinson Cano and Kyle Seager really haven't had trouble hitting lefties.
No, they have pretty neutral splits.
Seager, for his career, doesn't have like terrible splits, but they're not neutral either.
Okay, was it last year?
I think last year
he was pretty much neutral.
Yeah.
Okay, but that could change. I mean, that
fluctuates
problem
from year to year.
Splits, yes.
Yeah.
But this Athletics lineup, I have a feeling with Josh Reddick out, and Danny Valencia coming back to earth, and Chris Davis hurt,
and just 14 players on the DL
in general. I think the A's over the next few weeks may be like Philly's bad on offense.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Who's their best hitter?
Right now,
it's probably Stephen Vogt, right?
Except he's awful right now.
Yeah, it's probably Stephen Vogt.
It's probably Stephen Vogt. Maybe Billy Burns,
Coughlin if he wasn't hitting ninth.
Danny Valencia, but against a righty, no.
Yeah, that
Coco Crisp.
That lineup's real bad.
I mean, yeah, with their stats so far this year, they do rank 26th in weighted on base average.
And I think that's going down.
Pitching, and I think that's going down. They're at 297 right now. It's probably going to be at 270 here real soon.
Okay. So, yeah, Taijuan Walker, right under a strikeout per inning, 2.95 ERA for the season, only averaging 29.1 fantasy points per game. But I would expect he only has two wins, so I would expect that's a big part of that. Who else? You've talked about Ian Kennedy. We've talked about Gio Gonzalez, Taijuan Walker. Who else in the 8,000 and under range?
That's pretty much it for me.
Pretty much it for you.
Yeah. There's not anybody else I'm going to play besides the guys we've talked about.
Mike, anybody you're going to play?
Yes. In a tournament, I will have Mike Pelfrey.
You're going to play Big Pelf.
I do think
The Phillies' offense is garbage.
The Phillies' offense is garbage. I do think that the Phillies' offense will be somewhat of a chalk stack tonight. Because of Clayton Kershaw on the mound.
Uh-huh.
So I do see enough advantage there that I think the percent of the time that Pelfrey shuts down the Phillies is greater than the number of times that Phillies offense scores five runs against Pelfrey.
I will say that Pelfrey's strikeout rate has increased every year for each of the last three.
There you go. What's he up to now? 5.6?
5.05.
There you go.
Hey, Phillies strike out 21% of the time against righties.
The $18 million man.
Yeah, I'm speechless.
One other, probably not a contrarian play, but just a guy who might not get a lot of love tonight, Matt Moore. He struggled over the last three starts, but he's going against the Marlins with Giancarlo Stanton looking like he barely belongs in the major leagues right now. There's strikeout potential there. And the Rays are going against Wei-Yin Chen. They hit lefties very well, so
yep.
The win probability for Matt Moore could be there. Let's move on to our favorite stacks. Heath, who's your favorite stack?
I've struggled with this one all day today. I'm going to say that it's going to be the Indians.
Okay.
The only thing that scares me about the Indians is a doubleheader, and it's kind of a late starting doubleheader.
It's a very late starting doubleheader.
So there is a lot of risk. On DraftKings, it's definitely the Indians.
Yeah.
There's a lot of risk with not. You probably at 7 o'clock won't know the exact lineup.
Yeah.
Now I would say if Yan Gomes doesn't play in the first game, then you could be confident he's going to play. I don't see them resting Carlos Santana.
Okay.
I mean, he doesn't really do that much to exert himself anyway.
All he does is walk.
Yeah.
And hit double dongs.
Double dongs, and you get to jogger on the bases then.
Exactly.
I would be concerned with like outfielders.
Yeah.
I think Kipnis is probably safe.
Probably,
yeah. But where you're going to run into trouble is with the cheap guys that you always have to check to see if they're in the lineup anyway. But Eric Johnson is a very bad pitcher.
Yeah, I would assume Lindor is in the lineup.
Yes, I think so.
And he'd be a nice play against Eric Johnson.
I honestly would say Kipnis and Lindor are safer, in my opinion, than Santana is. I do think Santana is a rest candidate.
Even with the ability to just DH him?
That's the thing. They could DH him.
Mike, who's your favorite stack?
Texas Rangers.
Okay, Texas Rangers going against Nick Trapiano.
Yes.
Trapiano has not been bad this season. He started eight games as a 3.3 ERA.
Mm-hmm.
What do you like about the Rangers?
I love some of the lefties in that lineup, and I like the ballpark that they're playing in at home. I think that Tropiano will struggle here on the road.
Okay. So,
I mean, it's not a ton that I mean, they just have a lot of power potential.
I actually like the other side of that game. The Angels going against Derek Holland.
Yeah.
Now, the Angels are bad, and so it feels kind of like a Phillies play.
Is Mike Trout in the lineup?
That's the thing.
They think he's going to be okay. He said he would have stayed in the game if it had been a closer game.
Sprained his ankle yesterday, left the game early.
If he's not in, then you can't stack the Angels. But Derek Holland has 4.7 strikeouts per nine and a 5.6 ERA.
Both of those are bad.
Both of those are very bad. I like Pujols. Johnny Giavitella, maybe even, if you wanted to go cheap at second base. Yunel Escobar. They were my third favorite stack. My second favorite stack was actually the Royals against Ricky Nolasco.
Yeah, the problem with the Royals, I was trying to put a Royals stack together, and the Royals are kind of pricey right now.
Well, the one Royal that you want to play is Eric Hosmer,
yeah,
and he's the second most expensive first baseman.
Yeah, he's $4,000, and Eric Hosmer's been amazing this season. He's hitting 311, eight home runs. That's a lot of money for Eric Hosmer, though.
Yeah,
Lorenzo Cain is $3,600. Alcides Escobar is $3,000. That's ridiculous.
I will probably play a little bit of Moustakas, which I know you think his thumb's still fractured.
No. Look, all I'm saying is the guy's dealing with a fractured thumb. He missed the absolute minimum amount of time on the disabled list, and now he's back. That doesn't seem like a great combination. Now, for $3,000, going against a bad pitcher, with Moustakas having developed over the last roughly year since the second half of last season into a very good power hitter.
And he could probably hit Ricky Nolasco with one hand.
Depends which hand.
I don't dislike Kendrys Morales, even though he's not been good at all this year.
Yeah.
And then it'll be interesting. I think there will probably be some value in the Royals outfield tonight.
Okay.
Because Alex Gordon, I would imagine, is going to miss tonight's game. So maybe you get Dyson and Orlando. Orlando has been red hot lately. Salvador Perez is
$2,800. Mm-hmm.
I think he's a good play. Probably stacking the second half for the maybe the 4, 5, 6, something like that.
Okay. I also think both sides, you mentioned Cleveland. I think the White Sox also. Going against Cody Anderson, who has a 7.99 ERA, 21 strikeouts in 32 innings. He's given up a ton of hits. He's been really hittable. And, you know, the Dodgers, every time they go against a bad lefty, it's always a struggle to find which guys to play. It's not clear if Enrique Hernandez will be in the lineup. Trace Thompson has hit lefties very well over the last couple of seasons, both in the majors and the minors. So I think that's a way to go as well.
Well, Yasiel Puig broke out of his slump.
Yeah.
Last night.
He donged yesterday.
And,
sorry, we had a phone ringing in our,
Mike, turn your damn phone off.
Yeah.
No, he broke out of a slump yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He's fine. He's 2,400. Yasiel Puig is going to be in most of my lineups.
Okay. Yasiel Puig is fine. Wow. Hey, that's interesting.
Why?
I don't think you're probably alone in believing in Yasiel Puig at this point.
Right. Yeah.
He has good games in two of his last three,
you
though.
You just wrote something about how it's okay to kind of give up on him, right?
No.
Didn't you?
I don't think so.
Maybe your headline was misleading.
I don't think I said that.
Okay. That's really the only reason I was excited about him. yeah, I think the BBP is interesting today, too.
Okay, well, that would be when we would be talking about the Philadelphia Philly stack, right?
It's one of many times that we may talk about a Philly stack.
Well, we
today.
Haven't talked about the Philly stack yet.
Ryan Howard.
Okay.
Against Big Pelf. 356 average, 1063 OPS, 3 dongs, and 53 plate appearances. I don't want to hear anything about how that's when Ryan Howard was good. Okay?
Can I just say one thing?
No.
Most of those numbers came when Ryan Howard was good.
I just told you I didn't want to hear anything
I'm
about
sure
that.
You don't.
Buster Posey.
Yep.
6-for-10 with 2 dongs off Drew Pomerantz. Dat dude.
Brandon Phillips
is 9-for-25 with a dong off of Clayton Kershaw.
Okay.
He owns him.
Mm-hmm.
Trevor Plouffe, 4-for-9 against Ian Kennedy with a dong. Alexi Ramirez, and I feel like we talk about this a couple times because Johnny Cueto has faced the Padres a few times, and he's thrown back-to-back complete games against them, but Alexi Ramirez still has good BVP numbers. 10-for-17 with a dong off of Johnny Cueto.
Okay.
He must have been like 10-for-11 last time we talked about it. John Jay, also with good BVP numbers against Cueto, 13-for-34 with 3 dongs against Johnny Cueto. Jason Wirth, 5-for-10 against Bartolo with a 1367 OPS.
Can I say one thing?
What?
Most of those numbers were probably when Jason Wirth was good too.
Juan Ligares. We're going to hope he gets in the lineup. He deserves it. He's been patient.
He can hit
waiting.
Lefties.
What?
He can hit lefties.
He can hit lefties.
They've been sitting Conforto against lefties lately, and I believe Ligares has been getting into the lineup.
And he does have good numbers against Gio Gonzalez. 379 average with a dong and a 1075 OPS against Gio.
Okay.
So that leaves us room for Kershaw.
All right.
Who, believe it or not, has good BVP. Now, I've heard some people talk about the players in the red lineup that have good BVP numbers against Kershaw. That's kind of true.
You've heard people?
What?
You yes. just said it.
I heard people say it before me. That's where I got it from.
Okay.
238 average, team average for the Reds batters against Kershaw. About a 32% strikeout rate.
Yeah, Clayton Kershaw's really good.
He is on pace to have the best season in the history of baseball.
Sure.
He probably won't keep it up.
Probably not.
But he's on pace. He has a 22-1 K to walk ratio.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, he had a game recently, what was it, 13 strikeouts, one walk, where his K to walk ratio got worse.
Yes.
Yeah. That's he's real good, Clayton Kershaw. You guys wanna catch some dongs?
It'd be nice, because last week was a bad week for dong catching. I feel like we need a season update on the standings.
Well, we had 5 dongs between us. It was not a great week. Mike won by tenths of a point, 18.2 to 18.0 last week. Way to go, Mike.
Hey, thanks, Chris.
You are the season leader, 19.6. You have one day with a dong in the last, let's see,
3.5 weeks?
Doesn't
matter. In the last 13 days, you have one dong day, which is only, in fairness, it's only twice as many as Heath has in the last 12. And I have 3 dong days in the last 10.
So you're making a move. So what are the rest of the standings? He's at 19.6.
19.6. Heath, you're at 15.748.
Okay.
And I'm at 11.533.
3367.
So, we just keep adding digits.
Making moves. Mike, you are on. Or actually, no.
No, you are up.
I am up. Wow. What do I do?
Well, I know someone who's 3,400.
I've gone very expensive. Look.
Giancarlo's 3,400.
Giancarlo is 3,400. He's going against a lefty who, it's fair to say, has some control issues, some command issues, can get a little fly ball happy. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to go with Giancarlo.
I was going to say, command issues against Giancarlo right now are a good thing.
Although
you just throw the ball nowhere close to the plate.
I will point out, I did write on CBSSports.com that you can't panic about Giancarlo Stanton. Like,
when can you? Like, if this happened for a second week?
It's 15 days. Like, you're allowed to have a bad 15 games. It's not even the worst 15 games of his career.
I'm not saying it, but if it was 22 days?
You have to give me something actionable. You have to give me a reason why it's happened. If it's just a slump, like, that slump's
happened. How long of just a slump would you withstand? With this, I mean, this bad.
Okay, yeah, a 50% strikeout rate?
Yeah.
Okay,
for another week.
If he strikes out in half of his plate appearances for another week, there's something wrong.
And
like, that's not just a slump. Okay. There's something wrong. I'm not going to go with Giancarlo Stanton.
So you're kind of panicking.
No.
You're not playing him for 3,400 against a lefty. That's a panic move.
You're panicking, but he's 3,400 against a lefty. You're going to be so mad when I take him and he double donks tonight.
Giancarlo Stanton, $3,400.
Awesome. Talked him into it. I had no interest in Giancarlo tonight.
It doesn't matter. It has nothing to do with you. Mike, Mike is last. Heath.
Really?
You donged on Friday.
Okay. Well, I will go with another hitter that's been pretty awful over the last 15 days, and that is Ryan Howard.
Yeah, that was
BVP guy.
2,300 against Big Pelf. I'm a Big Pelf guy.
That was the one that I was thinking. That's the one I had locked in before.
Yeah, we talked him out of it.
Before you trolled me. So enjoy Ryan Howard's 0 for 4 with 4 strikeouts.
Thank you.
And I'll enjoy
Stanton. It'll probably just be 0 for 2, and they'll bring in a lefty to face him, and they'll pull him.
Yep.
I'll enjoy Stanton's 0 for 4 with 4 strikeouts.
All right, Mike.
All right. Mitch Moreland.
Mitch Moreland.
$2,900 Mitch Moreland.
Okay. That's good. That's a good, cheap start to the week.
Yeah.
I like it.
What's our season-long cost before today?
Heath, you are the cheapest at $35.69. You've really changed course, because early on you were going very expensive.
Back when I was winning.
Back when you were doing better. Mike is $36.04. And I'm getting a lot of bang for my buck at $37.21.
Okay.
Really good stuff. You guys got lineups?
Yeah, I've got a DraftKings and a FanDuel lineup.
Let's get a Clayton Kershaw lineup out there first. Who's got a Clayton Kershaw lineup?
Both my DraftKings and my FanDuel lineups are Clayton Kershaw.
Well, heck, Heath, let's hear them.
You want to hear both of them?
Yeah.
Okay, on DraftKings. I talked up Ian Kennedy a lot. I don't like him on DraftKings. He's $10,400.
It's a bit too much.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
On DraftKings, I'm going with Kershaw and Taijuan Walker as my pitchers. Walker's only $8,100. I've got Salvador Perez and Kendrys Morales.
Okay.
Cesar Hernandez, Justin Turner, Freddie Galvis, Ben Revere, Odubel Herrera, and Nomar Mazara.
Okay. Let's hear your FanDuel lineup with Clayton Kershaw.
My FanDuel lineup.
We're going to go in order of price of the starting pitcher.
Okay. It's just a little bit of an ode to Chris.
Okay.
I've got Clayton Kershaw. I went with A.J. Ellis to save money at catcher.
You should have gone with Stephen Vogt if you really want a Chris Towers lineup.
Okay. Ryan Howard at first.
Okay.
Brian Dozier's going to break out of this eventually. He's only $2,600. Chris has Brian Dozier in his lineup, yes. I know Chris and I both love Michael Franco, so he's at third. Freddie Galvis at short, whatever.
Yeah, that's
in the outfield, I've got Puig,
okay,
Giancarlo, and Odubel Herrera.
There you go. That's two players I like and one player I cannot understand.
And Michael Franco and Brian Dozier.
There you go.
Along with Kershaw. It's a lot of good hitters.
That is. The Puig-Stanton combination could work out really nicely. Mike, good. I assume you're going with Cueto.
I am.
All right, let's hear it.
All right. Johnny Cueto, Bobby Wilson. He will catch for the Rangers tonight. If he doesn't, I will pivot to Stephen Vogt. They're both $2,100.
Okay.
First base, Prince Fielder, Jason Kipnis, Jose Ramirez, Freddie Galvis, Odubel Herrera, Nomar Mazara, and the dong chaser of the night, Mitch Moreland.
Mitch Moreland.
Okay. I'm going to go with a cheaper pitcher, but not necessarily a cheap pitcher. I'm going with Taijuan Walker going against Oakland, and that allows me to kind of stack my lineup. It's a little similar to Heath's. I think we have four of the same starting players. Ryan Howard at first, or Buster Posey at catcher going against the lefty. I know it's a pretty good lefty, but Buster against lefties is great. Ryan Howard, Brian Dozier, Evan Longoria also going up against the lefty. His price has gone up a lot. He's $4,000 now. I still like him. Francisco Lindor at shortstop, Yasiel Puig in the outfield, Adam Eaton, and Giancarlo Stanton. So, yeah, that's it. That is it. Good luck, guys.
Good luck to you, Chris.
I hope Clayton Kershaw doesn't get mashed by these lefty crushing Reds.
Yeah, I do too. It would be a sad thing.
It would be a sad way for the best pitcher of all time to go.
And if Big Pelf,
I mean, we've been burned by Big Pelf this season already.
Yeah, but Mike has just talked about using him, and I was kind of not nice about that. So it could be a fun show tomorrow.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow.